The car with his mate in it took off down the street, speeding across town while he watched. The chase definitely on. Deus switched from screen to screen, camera to camera, to keep the vehicle in his sights. Right turn, left, losing it at one point but picking it back up two blocks down. His surveillance felt like a game of Frogger, the focus of every ounce of his attention bouncing all over the roads as each camera caught a glimpse of the vehicle she rode in, as he jumped from feed to follow her. Finally, the car pulled alongside a curb and pulled to a stop in a neighborhood he wasn't really familiar with. She stepped out and looked around, her movements slow and precise, her eyes still blocked by those damn sunglasses. He had a decent shot of her, but the focus was from the back, so he took to another screen and checked the feed from camera to camera, trying to get a shot of her face, a direct look at her expression instead of some side view. He needed to see her to get a feeling if she was confident or nervous. His phone rang, but he ignored it, focused wholly on seeing what his girl was up to. But when she turned, when he saw her arm raised as if holding something to her face and his phone rang again, he figured it out. "Beautiful?" he asked, as soon as he swiped to answer her call. "Are you watching me?" "You told me not to." Not a lie, not an answer to her question either. "Doesn't mean you listened." He could hear the smile in her voice, so he simply chuckled. "You're a naughty boy, aren't you, Alaska?" "Yes, always." "I am a bad listener. You should probably be aware of that fact." "Good to know, and I'm glad for it right now. I need you to pay attention. Something isn't right with this job." Every bit of humor disappeared, and when he spoke again, his words came out on a rough growl. "What can I do?" "You can see me now?" "Yes, turn a little to the left." Fuck, that pretty face made his gut clench and his cock hard. "Gotcha. Camera must be on a light pole because I'm looking down on you." "I see it. Do you have access to any cameras inside the building across the street, by chance? The one under construction?" Deus scanned the immediate area for CCTV feeds and any sort of electrical patterns that would indicate extended security cams, coming up empty. "Mostly." "No, but I've got surveillance pointing toward the building from the north side and have a great view in." "Anything stand out on floor 6? He counted up the windows and searched, zooming in as much as possible and cursing the grainy black-and-white footage. "Nothing that I can see, but you've got company on 7. "Brilliant." He didn't see how people possibly lying in wait for her could be anything but a threat. "Don't move, beautiful. I can be there in 5. "No need." She took off her coat, revealing a slick, skin-tight leather jumpsuit that had to have come from some of Deus's own fantasies. She tied her hair up in a slick ponytail and wore much more sensible shoes than she had that morning. Fuck, she looked good. If she made it out unscathed, he was going to spank that tight little ass for days. A thought that had him groaning and sinking deeper into his chair. He couldn't help himself. He slid a hand down to his rock-hard cock and pressed, looking to relieve the ache she ignited in him. "What are you doing, naughty boy?" she asked, her head cocked to the side and her brow drawn down in question. He must have groaned out loud. No sense lying about it. "Your ass looks amazing in those pants. I was just thinking about spanking it, but I think I'd rather give it a bite or two." "You really are naughty, aren't you, Alaska?" She blew a kiss to the camera. "We'll talk about spanking and biting another time. I'm off to deal with the boring part of my job, though this one seems a little more interesting than most. Thanks for the heads up." Before he could say another word, she ended the call, tucked her phone into her bra, and headed into the building, out of his sight.